I'm not a confrontational person. I don't really extend myself. And like this type of thing is very uncomfortable. All this attention and limelight is very uncomfortable. And I would prefer without it. I didn't want any type of attention or praise, and I still don't. Mm-hmm. The guilt I would have felt if someone did get hurt, if he did do what he was threatening to do, would never be able to live with myself. And I'll take a million court appearances and people calling me names and people hating me just to keep one of those people from getting hurt or killed. I mean,
that's pretty stunning and also pretty selfless too. That interview with Daniel Penny that my friend Janine Pirro did. I was promised, you know, when you hear about him, because keep in mind, no one has actually heard him speak before. And we were promised, you know, this big racist. That's what we were kind of all told. Daniel Penny's this big, giant racist. And he, you know, he was leaving a Manhattan Klan meeting and he saw a black man on the subway and decided to go and attack him just because, you know. For no good reason, just because. And, you know, the man was Jordan Neely, who was on the subway helping disadvantaged orphans and all this stuff. So we were told that this guy was going to be a giant racist and that he was a mean, mean person, right? He was a violent, super mean guy. Did you get that from anything at all in his interview? Did that come across at all in that interview? I mean, it didn't with me. I didn't hear any of that. Welcome to the show, Dana Lash, with you at the top of this first hour. I wanted to play audio soundbite 2 because this goes into what I've been saying, in that, you know, New York City made him do this. Listen to this.
These public officials would do something so self-serving.
But how does it serve them to hurt you?
Just political gain. I mean, these are their policies that are, and I don't mean to get political. I don't really want to make any enemies, really, although I guess I have already. But I mean, these are their policies that have clearly not worked, that the people, the general population, are not in support of, yet their egos are too big just to admit that they're wrong.
It's the policies. And it's true. I've written about this several times. It was the policies in Manhattan and the New York City Council ultimately that created the situation where Penny had to act. And I'm glad, you know, I mean, he sees this. And I know that other people see it too. You know, there are these other lawmakers like Ayanna Pressley, who I saw this morning, or actually last night. She was going off last night about all this stuff. And she was mad over, you know, Penny being found or being acquitted, rather. And all of these people contribute to this stuff. All of these people. I said yesterday, you know, with AOC, all of these people, she represents, you know, a significant chunk of Manhattan. And she's, you know, MIA on this stuff. It's just wild. So welcome to the show. This is how we're, one of the ways that we're starting off today. Dana Lash here with you. And that was a really good interview, though. It was a very good interview. And I wish, now Lorraine brings up a good point. And for those of you in the chat over at Rumble, she brings up a really good point in that you do need to be careful. She doesn't think he should have done this interview yet. I don't think that he said anything that was incriminating. And the reason why she thinks that he should not have done this interview yet is because if you get the Substack newsletter that I send out every morning, you know that the dad is suing. So there's a civil case pending. The dad is suing. Yes, yes, the deadbeat dad. The dad who has not been anywhere near any of this entire time. He's suing. He's brought a civil suit against Daniel Penny. Now, in civil matters, the standard of proof, a lot of stuff is easier. And you have your criminal cases, and then you have your civil cases. And the civil case, it's a little bit easier. So he's going for a cash. He's going to go for a cash payout. So you could have, it could be like an Alec Baldwin thing. Alec Baldwin, though, really wasn't, you know, he was acquitted bizarrely. And there's a civil suit pending against him that he had to settle out for. So they're going after Daniel Penny. And he's hoping the dad's the deadbeat dad, Andre Zachary, the POS thug deadbeat. He's hoping to get a payday out of this. That's what he wants. So they're not done with Daniel Penny yet. They're not done going after him. The suit was brought just a few days ago, actually. It was only a few days ago. So I'm just, you know, it's pretty wild. But that's how they do it. The burden of proof, it changes, and it's not as strenuous. It's a lot easier for someone to go after somebody else in a civil as opposed to criminal court. So we'll see. But that's they're not done going after him. So that's one of the things we're watching. And also, because we've got cabinet stuff and all of we've got the drones in Jersey, all of these things. We'll go back. We're not done with the Penny case either, because there's always going to be developments in it. And, you know, you may have people write. I don't know. They haven't rioted yet. Nobody's paid them to riot yet. A few other things. So looking domestically, Republicans, one senator has come out criticizing Trump's intense pressure campaign on behalf of controversial cabinet nominees. Now, I'm fine with the pressure campaign for the nominees where these are good nominees and you need them to get through. I don't think that it's smart for the Trump camp to do this for every single nominee. And I think they need to pick their battles wisely. And I feel like some of them are stinging over the Gates stuff. But the Gates thing wasn't due to other senators. And I really want to be careful not to adopt the left's mindset on this stuff. Gates has his own baggage. And I'm not speaking necessarily to all of the accusations. He's got his own baggage. And apparently it's enough that there was not going to be any kind of confirmation in the Senate for him. There's no path for him. And Ted Cruz apparently told Donald Trump this. Ted Cruz set Donald Trump down and was like, look, there's no path forward for him. It's not going to happen. So apparently that was the discussion that kind of did it. But that wasn't because of the senators. That was because of Gates. You can't hold other people responsible for refusing to co-sign your baggage or your past behavior or your whatever it is. And not every candidate is the same. And some candidates are flawed. Some candidates have issues. Not every one of them does. Some do. Some are really good picks. Some are not. And I'm not going to hold other people responsible for it. I've been bitching and moaning about the rhinoism of some of these senators long before a lot of people were even aware of who these senators were. And that's why a lot of us are kind of scratching our heads, because like Joni Ernst went from being, you know, Satan Rhino to now she's accepted again. My criticisms are still consistent. I still have criticisms of her and many others who have been moderate on some issues. That being said, you can't use this pressure campaign for every single candidate. It's just not something that's doable, because you're going to end up torching your nominee's chances in the Senate. It's going to be more difficult for them because you're going to be breeding resentment and ill will. That's not the way to do it. The time to lead definitely is when you want certain things passed in Congress, but the Senate takes its task of confirming these candidates very, very seriously, and you got to play the game. It's the way it is. And some of them just aren't good. You can't do this for all of them, though. And you don't want to create problems in 2 years for some of the senators, by the way, that are going to be up for re-election. We've got midterms in 2 years, and Republicans are out there just swinging fists wildly, not even paying attention to what's behind the target. We got to be careful with this stuff. So I just noticed that there were a few people, because, for instance, I think I read a thing where Murkowski was still not on the Hegseth train. Then let him convince her during confirmation. But this buildup, which is more intense than any other buildup to cabinet picks that I've seen, this is not the way to do it. Ultimately, at some point, it's the nominee's job to prove themselves in front of the Senate. That's why we have these confirmation hearings. You're not going to be breaking people's kneecaps off before they get there. That's not even how they did it during Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh proved himself. And look at the coup that was. Look at the huge win that turned out to be. But at some point, you've got to allow the candidate to prove themselves. You do. That's the way it's done. So a few other things. Did you guys see that Trump was trolling Justin Trudeau? The left was saying that Trump, they were trying to act like Trump didn't know who Justin Trudeau was or what, you know, his job was in Canada, which I thought was really lame. And that's not true. But he was on Truth Social late. Go to bed. He was on Truth Social like after midnight. It was like one in the morning. And he goes, it was a pleasure to meet with Governor Justin Trudeau of the great state of Canada. He stopped short of saying America's hat. You know he did. He said, quote, it was a pleasure to have dinner the other night with Governor Justin Trudeau of the great state of Canada. He was doing this as a joke, obviously, because of the tariff discussion that he had had with Trudeau and saying that, you know, well, I mean, they had a big trade talk and they were saying, well, you know, we just may take you over or something. He was talking about 25% tariff on imports because they're not helping to stop the flow of drugs and humans illegally through the borders. So I thought that was funny that he, I don't know how Trudeau seems like a very disingenuous, more successful Beto O'Rourke, doesn't he? I mean, that's what happens when Castro's not your dad, Beto, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't he seem like that? They're all cut from the same cloth. So you know how you have, who are the actors that were all named Bill, like back in the 90s? Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Pullman.
Bill Pullman. I thought there was another one. I thought there was a trifecta of Bills. Maybe I'm wrong. Do not include Bill Nye in this. I heard somebody out there in Radio Land say that. Stop it. Not the great Bill Nye. But the Justin Trudeaus, the Betos, these cats are like all the same dude, right? They come from that factory, that loafer, you know, corduroy skinny pant factory. That's who they are. So I don't know. He comes off that way to me. Trudeau seems that way to me. But I thought it was funny. Trump was trolling him. We have a lot more to get into because we've got ongoing cabinet picks gearing up for January. The latest on the assassin and that United Healthcare CEO killing. It's a big year for McDee's, by the way. Robo commies and immigration in Europe. I think they're finally getting it. Maybe. We're going to talk about that here coming up. We got a lot to touch on. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. This is just the ultimate concealed carry handgun. Their first ever striker. This is their striker fire pistol, 9mm, at 1.27 inches wide with a 4-inch barrel. It is the lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm on the market. They have two versions, the metal frame version with the walnut panels. They also have the polymer version, gator grip texture. And they're both of them are awesome. They come with the standard capacity magazine, standard 15 round with minimal pinky extension. They have a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds, fully adjustable, fiber optic, a 2-dot rear, true demon fiber optic front sight, lifetime warranty, compact, and ideal for concealed carry self-defense from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It's innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This liberal attorney general thinks it's Amazon's fault. The AG of DC is going after Amazon because of delivery times in rough neighborhoods. Maybe if he would go after the crime, the deliveries would come quicker. Amazon's just protecting their employees.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently somebody assaulted Nancy Mace in the Capitol. Trans Tifa. Can you say tranny or is that a slur?
Oh, you just did it.
No, I'm just asking for everybody.
No, you said it already.
Is tranny a slur? Well, do I need to be worried about a man coming to beat me because he wants to cosplay as having a vagina, but he doesn't have one, so I need to watch my speech because we live in like 1920s all over again? Is that how we got to do? Because I've got a lot of 9mm and two middle fingers, you know, that says otherwise. Anyway, so someone assaulted Nancy Mace. James McIntyre was arrested and charged with assaulting a government official. And I guess it was like Trans Tifa stuff. I mean, nobody says, I mean, there's no greater way to convince people to agree with you with your trans cosplay than to assault the women who are criticizing it. Great job. That's really going to make everyone go, well, these people are really coming at this from a position of reason and ration. Let's listen. GM, Government Motors, pulls the plug on its stupid Cruise robo-taxi after they invested more than $10 billion in the self-driving business. They deserve the hit. They said that's probably with our tax dollars. They were hoping to make this advanced technology a top priority. They said that they would no longer fund work on the robo-taxis. They said it's just $10 billion. $10 billion. I could have told you before you invested $10 billion that it was a stupid idea. Probably. You know, I'm just saying. Trump, let's see. He's sending Kim Guilfoyle to Greece, and Don Jr.'s got a new girlfriend in Palm Beach. Oh, very interesting. I don't know why she's the ambassador to Greece. Wouldn't they? Does she have Greek heritage? Does she? That makes sense if she does, but if she doesn't, why? I don't know. It came out yesterday. There was a lot of gossip on the social media. So she's moving overseas, very conveniently, moving overseas. You're the ambassador to Greece. That's it. Yeah, you're going to Greece. Let's see. NBC says that a grenade was found inside of a passenger's carry-on. And because everyone is a moron, it wasn't an actual grenade. It was an inert, drilled-out thing. That's what it was. Demilled, as they would say. So it's literally one of these things that I have on my desk. It's which is actually quite heavy. And this is plated, right? This one's plated. So it's this thing like right here that I have on my desk. That's what. And the guy got it as a souvenir at a museum. And he was bringing it home. But it was grenade shaped. So everyone freaks out. The same people who once confiscated my son's protractor took this inner drilled out thing. We got more in store. Stick with us. Our partners that help bring you the program. Someone new to the show, Preborn, is a great organization that works with women who are choosing life. And when they partner with these women, so what they do is they offer ultrasound so these women can see their babies and hear their heartbeats. And when that happens, a baby's chance at life doubles. And with Preborn, you can double your impact with matching gifts because every dollar you give is doubled through a matching gift opportunity. And the financial support that you help provide directly provides ultrasounds, counseling, life-saving care for mothers and their babies in need. And right now, you can make the greatest investment for your year-end write-offs by choosing Preborn. And through a match, your gift is doubled. So you're saving even more babies. And Preborn doesn't just stop with ultrasounds. They partner with women up into the toddler years with diapers and car seats and maternity, the whole nine yards. They really meet women where they are and they serve. All gifts are tax deductible. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating, so you can give with confidence. It's simple to donate. Visit preborn.com/Dana or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. They're wanting to reach the goal of 1,500 ultrasound sponsorships. That's preborn.com/Dana, dial #250, keyword baby.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I'm in the snow. We're in our, because we've got our, you know, our awesome studio. So we've got our LED wall. And what is it? Like, I feel like, where would this be? Somewhere in like the Nordic region?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at like the North Pole, basically. And we got a nice tree, got a bunch of pine cone stuff that we put up here. So look, we're all festive and stuff. And that nice, we're all festive. See, look. Oh, man, and he's got my, oh, look at that. Real nice one, real nice shot there. All right, so welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And bottom of this first hour. So, where are we going to go? Because there's a lot. And a lot of it's like housekeeping kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like a lot of it's like, you know, is where we got the cabinets. I want to get into the drone stuff. I also feel like it might be related to the alien stuff, maybe. I've got conspiracy theories. But I wanted to touch on real quick with this United CEO murder. They're already, and I told you yesterday, they're already using this as a way to push ghost gun bans, right? And 3D printing bans and all this stuff. So you have this guy. He's on talking about this. It's pushing this on cable news. CEO murder case. Audio soundbite 4. Already. Now they're still pushing it.
This is very real for you and me and everybody else who does anything. This person worked alone. I sincerely believe he very likely worked alone.
Sure.
And any crazy person who views somebody as the genesis of all their problems can go out and do this. And that's what happens when you have a country that worships violence and a country where you don't regulate guns.
Right, exactly.
Because if you couldn't get access to guns, this probably doesn't happen.
Well, and this is the same.
This is one of the stupidest. First off, who is this guy? Nobody knows who this chonk is. Nobody knows. Does anybody care? No, nobody cares. Just using him as an illustration. This is stupid because, first off, I think he would have done it regardless. If he was going to do something, he would have figured out a way to illegally obtain a firearm at some point. That's kind of the whole point of criminals and what they do. You know what I mean? It's had nothing to do with guns. It has to do with the culture of violence in this country. Stop blaming the damn guns. All you idiots out there who have no idea about it. They don't even know all of the facts in this case, but they're coming out like, well, we're pretty sure it has to do with the guns. It's because of the guns. Couldn't be because of any other issue. See, if you take away the guns, all the murder goes away, said nobody ever that had more than one brain cell to rub together. All right, I want to move on. We'll come back to this later, but I'm going to get myself all worked up. A couple things still as we wind towards Christmas. Because next week is our last week, right? Next week is our last week. That's right. Okay. McDonald's, this is such a testament to our culture right now. It's been a big year for McDonald's, right, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
Because you had Trump at McD's.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's at McD's. Yeah. So the McDonald's where police caught the guy who wants to be Joker, apparently. And think about it. It really is playing out like that. They've been flooded with negative Yelp reviews. Is it too early to start drinking, Kane? No. Asking for a lot of people out there who just heard this headline. They're wanting to know. The Pennsylvania McDonald's, where police arrested the guy who gunned down that Brian Thompson, the CEO, they've been flooded with negative reviews on Yelp since Monday. The Altoona, Pennsylvania location, not just Yelp, but also Google. Employees are being branded, quote, rats and snitches by morons who are sympathetic. They always try to make it like they did this with the Boston Bombers, right? So that's what they're doing. And that's something. Isn't it something, Kane?
Yeah. It's something, all right.
They've been review bombing. Employees are being referred to as rats and snitches in the comments because somebody turned him in.
A murderer.
Because, see, some murder's okay. I can't even begin with this. What a statement on our society that they're getting flooded with negative reviews because somebody turned this guy in. And then we wonder why we just have such a trash society. And you wonder why stuff like this happens in the first place. I don't know what it is. Like, this guy's not a folk hero. He killed somebody's dad. This is how dumb this is. He killed someone's dad. And if we're just going to assume that it has to do with anger over healthcare, who are the people that made the damn system? Take a bow, Democrats. I mean, hell, they bragged about it for how long after they had Obamacare passed? I will never forget Nancy Pelosi walking towards the congressional building, walking towards the Capitol from the Hart building. And she had this, she didn't use the underground tunnels, which they normally use. She wanted to walk out in front of all the protesters. And she had a gavel that was the size of like an Acme Wile E. Coyote gavel. You remember that? We all joked about what in the heck. She walked with the damn thing. She was trolling everybody. And they were so proud. They were bragging about this. They got Obamacare passed. And all the healthcare stuff is theirs. All of the complaints about the healthcare system are because of Democrat policies. Democrats own it. They fought for it. They got it. Take a bow. That's on y'all. So, I don't know. This whole back and forth with, oh, well, he's a good guy. He's a folk hero because, you know, he's angry over healthcare. You're angry at you. You're angry at what you created. And I just think that it's being viewed as he murked somebody who might be on the right. And so the left is excited about that. Is that me thinking too much into this, Kane?
No.
Because I feel like that's how they look at it. They look at that guy as like an avatar of the right.
Yeah.
And so this was a long time coming. That's what it seems like with these people. It's sad. Big year for McD's, though. You know what we're all going to be into is we're all going to be turned into We're all going to be chased down by giant murder balls. That's what's going to happen. Giant murder balls are going to chase us all down. China unveiled an all-terrain spherical RoboCop to chase down, bludgeon, and catch criminals using net-launching cannons. Net-launching cannons. This sounds like hysterical.
Bludgeon?
Huh?
It'll bludgeon people?
Yeah, I don't know how. But they listen to this. The bot beast, apparently they say they can not only stop crime, but they can somehow detect it too. I'm not afraid of this. Because you know what can stop this, right? 45, just saying. I'm not afraid of this thing. But they said that they're relatively unbreakable. They call it the cop ball. It's a murder ball. They have net guns, tear gas sprayers, grenades, loudspeakers. You know what I'm looking at? Is I'm looking at a delivery service for free grenades and tear gas and sprayers. That's what I'm looking at. You could catch one of these things and take it apart, couldn't you? I mean, theoretically. And we're talking about China, so I don't have to worry about being nice about it. I don't have to worry about it. It's a giant murder ball. Now, some people thought it was a marketing stunt, but apparently they're really actually trying to implement this thing. They wanted to replace humans in dangerous instances. It weighs 4 tons. Well, it said it can withstand a whopping 4 tons of impact. It can go a whole 22 miles per hour. Great job, China. With your dumb murder ball. We found a way to do more of the communism with our murder ball. That's what this is. We're going to spread the sickle and hammer with our murder ball. I just want to know, where does it put the grenades in that?
Right.
And does someone, I guess, what if it gets hit with an EMP? I still say it's a thing of, it's a grenade delivery unit. That's what it is. Yep. Gives you some free grenades and stuff. They said the wheels can be locked so it can walk in a traditional way if it has to climb stairs. I mean, it's a giant ball. Roll up them. I don't know. This whole thing, they said it's unstoppable even in extreme weather. And they have, they've been releasing videos showing it work. I don't know. I still think the robot thing is the creepiest. The one that, the Tesla bot, that's the creepiest. But they've been rolling them out. It's only in a couple of areas, but they have these giant murder balls out there. The Chinese murder balls. If you saw one of these, well, first off, Kane, say you haven't committed a crime, but still, if you saw one of these like coming at you,
right?
What would your response be?
Get out of the way. Thing looks like it could run over me.
I mean, it only goes 22 miles per hour.
Yeah, but I can only run like maybe 8 or 10.
Yeah, but I feel like this is why everybody needs a scooter or something. Or like the ability to convert your shoes into whatever works with the... What are the things with the stick?
The go-go gadget
one? No, I have one. I have a mini version of one and I can't think of what the name
Segway?
Of it. Yes, like a Segway. Like your shoes can... I just feel like I could get away from it. I'd climb something or I'd shoot it. I don't know. I could get away from it.
Yeah, you could definitely shoot
it. And then
it.
I'd take all the... I would literally strip it for parts.
I want to see it in action, actually doing what it's supposed to do. Like walking with cops down the road, it's not an impressive display of what this thing can do. I want to see it launch one of those. What did they say it had? One of those net things? That
tear gas.
It has the...
I'm looking at the list. It's got tear... It can disperse tear gas, built-in net gun.
Net gun. That's
stun gun.
Imagine don't get close shooting to it. The net gun at somebody and taking down this. I want to see that. That's what I want to see from this Chinese commie ball.
Murder ball.
Murder commie ball.
It's a spherical RoboCop.
Commie murder ball.
That sounds almost like a band name I want. Commie murder ball. The robot is called Clone Alpha. It's described as a musculoskeletal android. That's the clone robot that they have, the eerie humanoid bot. This one's just a giant ball of death in a Benny Hill kind of way. It does look it's like a Benny Hill cop.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of this enough. From China. So immigration, the Netherlands is looking to cap its population. Their hard right government. Their government that wants some responsibility. Shut up, this stuff is so stupid. Hard right, hard left, everything's stupid. The government that wants to have a little bit more sovereignty They want to stop people from coming in illegally. And they're also saying we need to keep our population under 20 million because we're literally not having to, we're not able to sustain this. But they said that if we keep our population in check, we're going to have a period of austerity for a little bit. Nobody likes that. You talk about austerity, people don't want that. They get very upset. So they're trying to limit intake. And this is all making the EU very angry. Because the EU wants unfettered access. They want to have just a flood of illegal immigrants coming in. France is bracing for chaos because they've been having a series of votes. As you know, conservatives have been really making some gains in French parliament. Of course, not just in France also, but in the EU. Because now there's a lot of murmurs in France. They got to do something about, again, the unfettered, crazy amount of illegal immigration. A lot of it was stemmed by Angela Merkel in Germany. And now a lot of things are changing in Europe. They're changing. They're starting to catch on. Maybe Democrats will too. If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours or only have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is that Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. It's a unique formula of ingredients that helps support your body's response to inflammation. And Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. Chris, my husband, raves about Relief Factor. So whether you're a cyclist, a hiker, you know, an athlete from your college days or high school, maybe you're just active now, Relief Factor supports inflammation reduction and joint health. Try it today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See in how just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. And then you feel better, and then life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down. Whether it was some crazy hobbyist that we can't imagine, or whether it is Iran, and I think it very possibly could be, they should be shot down. We are not getting the full deal. And
so why don't we, if it's true, why don't we just, and if we know where it is, why don't we just park a destroyer right next to it? Right. You know, just put a little destroyer right there and see how long it goes. I don't know what I think of this. This is a congressman who was talking about the, Jeff Andrew, who was saying that all the drones that everybody's been seeing in Jersey are actually these drones from this Iranian mothership. And this is part of a deal between Iran and China. They had acquired these like related technology for this like mothership and all these drones and all. They acquired all of this from Iran. So I don't know what, I mean, if this is true, and I watched that live. That was just what, last hour? Mm-hmm. I watched that live and I like, what is this? Well, nobody's ever heard of this. It's the first time a lot of people heard of it. That's kind of wild, right? Yep. Why wouldn't they shoot him down? I'd be blowing everything out of the sky that wasn't cleared from airspace. And if you don't have the means to do it, I got a solution for you. There's a thing. It's three words. It's a solution to this drone issue. You want to know what it's called? If you don't want to park a destroyer next to the Iranian mothership, you want to know what you do?
What?
You get that three-letter solution. Good old boys. Super easy, because there are some people out there who literally love nothing more than shooting stuff out the sky. And you say, we need some help. You're going to have good old boys and girls all over the country that are, we are here to serve. And they're going to be pulling up with their Benellis and their Mossbergs and all, you know, their KSGs or anything else. They're going to be showing up, their bird guns, and they're going to be popping these things right out of the sky. Very simple. Easy to do. I bet they won't even make you pay them to do it. They will probably offer to pay you. Like, is there a tag I got to get for? I mean, they would love nothing more. So I'm just saying, you know, if all else fails, you have the GOB response, the good old boy response. You get some folks out there that love, they'll just like free skeet. They skeet, skeet, skeet. They're going to have a ball, a blast, pun intended. That's the way to do it. But how in the world is that what all this is? I mean, nobody has said anything. It's kind of weird. We've been talking about, oh, there's some drones flying all over New Jersey. I was hoping for aliens, but as always, I'm disappointed. I'm forever disappointed. You know, it's just dumb Iranians. I mean, not that that's like a less of a thing, but I was hoping for some real fireworks with some aliens. But instead, we got these dumb damn Iranians doing this stuff.
It may still happen.
Really? I mean, it's just like shooting fish in a barrel if we really wanted to. We got more on the way. Second hour. Stick with us. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most orders shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this second hour. And you obviously are listening either terrestrially. Maybe you're watching the simulcast on channel 347. Or maybe you're over in the chat on Rumble or X. I mean, we're in a number of other places as well. So it's good to be with you. Welcome back. All right. Few things. We've been covering a lot so far just in our first hour. Over the latest with the assassination, of the healthcare guy. So we've been talking about that. We've been getting into some of the house cleaning with the cabinets and all that. I wanted to immediately get into this issue that I keep seeing about the Senate seat in Florida. And this has to do with Marco Rubio's seat. As you know, he was selected to be the Secretary of State. And now his Senate seat's open. Now in Florida, for a Senate seat, you're appointed by the governor. The House seat, like with Gates's seat, that requires a special election. And I read a story. In fact, I see some people pushing it. You have to understand that there are groups of people, and it used to not be so prevalent on the right, but now it is. The right has really copied the left in terms of the structure. Not saying the principle, but the structure. Because the left has different groups that they might back this particular candidate or this issue. They're not exactly transparent about it, but you kind of know with how hard they push and how they'll just go on to the next thing and start pushing that after this is either defeated or accomplished. And for a fact, I know that some people are paid because there's this thing called open secrets, and you can see, depending on how an entity is structured, they have to list that publicly. A lot of people don't do that, don't go and look that stuff up. But like, for instance, with the pot proposition in Florida, there were a lot of people who were on the payroll. A lot of them were some big name righties, black and white, literally listed in the filings as having received money in exchange for promoting this issue. Now, I'm just saying, I don't if people do something like that, I'm smart enough where I can figure out if it's manufactured or if it's not. I just like the transparency. I think people need to be transparent. I tell you all the time, if I'm doing something, and there are a lot of things that I don't do just because I think that you choose a path in commentary and you can choose a path in activism. And there's a fine line that I don't cross in terms of working with candidates and all that stuff. I'll meet with them and I'll talk with them, but in terms of advising them and consulting them, I chose radio. So I don't do any of that. You know, I just like to keep it simple. The reason I bring this up is because I see some of this happening in the Senate seat fight, but it hasn't been turned on super heavy yet. It hasn't been. So the proposition, I saw this and I tweeted about it earlier today. The proposition has to do with this seat, specifically that Marco Rubio seat. And there are a lot of good people. You have Ashley Moody. James Uthmeyer, who's been suggested. There are a lot of good people who have been in Florida for a very long time. It's either their home state or they've lived there for years. And they have measurable victories in a number of winning issues. They've really fought hard to make Florida what it is. And it's not a battleground state anymore. It wasn't a battleground state last election. It's reliably red now. It used to be a battleground state, but it hasn't for a bit. And so in saying that, I saw some people pushing, saying that, well, Trump is vouching for Lara Trump to be appointed as senator. The Wall Street Journal apparently was saying that, and he had a discussion with DeSantis, and that he wanted Lara Trump to be nominated as senator. New York Post has the headline saying that Trump is pushing to have her nominated as the next senator from Florida. Now, no, absolutely not. Here's why. This absolutely makes zero sense. And we don't have a dynasty in this country. She's better suited to primary Tom Tillis in her home state of North Carolina, where she lived, and she only just literally moved to Florida. They only literally just moved there. She's not been involved in any of the statewide Florida stuff. She was not involved in any of the constitutional proposals. She was not involved in the fight with parents on behalf of parents over Disney, etc. She was not involved in any of that. She's kept focused on her father-in-law's campaign, and that's fine. She's focused on that. She's focused on national issues. She didn't focus on anything Florida, and she just moved there. That's why. There are many other people who are way better suited, who have lived there for a long time and who have done a lot of work to get the victories that Florida enjoys now. And it's not a knock on her, but it will be if people expect Senate seats to be given, like Kamala Harris. We don't need to be doing that. If she really wants to serve, she can move to Gates' district near 30A in Seaside, Florida, and she can run there. And in that special election, and I think she'd win just fine. If she wants to serve in the Senate, if this is about reshaping the Senate truly and not just about getting a seat of power, then she'll go to North Carolina and she'll challenge Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis is a rhino. And in fact, I went and I looked up a bunch of polling. She's actually way better suited to do this. Her home state, that's where she was living until she went to Florida. And she actually could beat him. In fact, there are a number of polls that show that if she challenged him, she'd win. And imagine her doing it with the Trump machine behind her. She would win. You could have a conservative appointed to the Senate seat in Florida. She would beat Tom Tillis. You immediately have two conservative senators. And I dare say that whoever's going to be appointed to be the senator in Florida for Rubio's seat will probably be more conservative than him. So you will have two more conservative senators going to the Senate. If this is truly about reshaping the Senate, then that's the route that you take. If it's just about nepotism and dynasty and getting accruing power, then you just give the seats away like Kamala Harris nominations. Now, we're the right. We don't do that. And we don't believe in that stuff. We don't have a monarchy and we don't have a dynasty and we don't do nepotism like that. We bitch about it all the time when the left does it. And I know her. I don't dislike her at all. She's a very lovely person, and we totally agree on animal stuff. I just totally don't buy into this. for that reason. She would take out Tom Tillis. Easy. Easy. A hell of a lot easier than anybody else. And she would be able to raise the war chest. Actually, she'd walk in probably with a war chest to do it. People would just, before she even announced, they would do it. That means she has to go to North Carolina, though. But that's her home state. That's where she grew up. That's where most of her life has been. She only just moved to Florida. She has no time spent on any Florida issues. So the good news is that there are a lot of really good conservative. That's good news either way. But I think it's an unreasonable request. And I think it's too dynastic. And that's how it comes across, whether it's intended or not. It's too dynastic. She could either try for Gates' seat, move to that district, or she could go back to North Carolina, her home state where she lived, and challenge Tom Tillis. I would like to see two more conservative actual senators in the Senate, wouldn't you? Because here's the thing. If you're going to have a narrow margin of victory, then you're going to want some stalwarts in there. That's what we're looking at. I want to have some stalwarts in the Senate that I know are going to be holding the line. So I think her going for Tillis' seat makes all the sense in the world. But that means she has to do the work of campaigning. Now, she was only as RNC chair for 8.5 months. Was it 8.5 months? Was it that long? It wasn't a full year.
No, it wasn't.
It was like maybe 8 months. And she was co-chair. So she would have to campaign. She could do it, but she would have to campaign for Tillis' seat. I just think it is ridiculously unreasonable to demand the gift of a Senate seat in a state that you have just moved into and that you haven't spent time in the trenches in winning those issues that so many people in Florida have worked on. And I think it's incredibly fair to say that. I have no problem saying it at all because of our American spirit. I mean, my gosh, what did we're all Americans. We all have it in our DNA. We don't do dynastic stuff. And like I said, she's a lovely person, but this is just no. But I think that would be a good move. Tom Tillis is really weak. Very weak. Very moderate. I mean, you don't need carpetbagging in Florida. And she leads him in a number of polls. A number of polls. Let me just pull some of this up. Because they had a local news poll that they were covering. There was a poll that was done by Victory Insights that showed her as a strong favorite. Do you want to know what Victory Insights showed? 65% to 11. Lara Trump over Tom Tillis in North Carolina. That was from likely voters. And it was over 1,000 sample.
That would be sweet.
Guys, come on. That's just one. That's just one poll. There's another one. Carolina Journal was noting a different one. Yahoo had noted one. There was Stanford School of Public Policy talking about some of the polling. And even Florida Politics had to note that she dominates in a Senate poll, but it's in North Carolina. She's dominating in the surveys. It would be an easy for her. She just has to campaign for it. It's not going to be given. You got to campaign for it. But that, if this is truly about remaking the Senate, that's what you would do. If it was truly about strategy of delivering a strong Senate, you'd be they would have her challenge Tom Tillis in North Carolina. They wouldn't, no one would demand the appointed seat where you haven't even met everyone in the district. You haven't done any work, you've never campaigned, and you only just live there. That, guys, come on. Let's be realistic. And by the way, because I need to spell this out, you can still, like Trump, and also still disagree that she should be appointed as a senator from a state she just moved to. You can believe both of these things. It's okay. The only people who tell you that you have to be positive on both simultaneously are the people who are trying to emotionally blackmail you into doing everything that is suggested. because they have a vested interest in turning out approval. It's called cash. So I think that, again, better suited for North Carolina, not Florida. Got to campaign for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it would be a walk in the park for her. And there would be no questions. It would be a seat that she won outright. There would be no accusations of nepotism, no accusations of any kind of like dynastic, you know, movements, nothing. So I think that's a very easy choice. Our partners, the non-firearm firearm, that is Byrna Gun. Byrna it's a great tool to have when you're looking to diversify your self-defense toolkit, so to speak. So when you want to defend, you want to diversify your self-defense toolkit, obviously you're going to need, you know, some other, you're going to need something like what Byrna offers in the Byrna SD. The Byrna SD is a, well, it shoots chemical irritant projectiles. It deters, stops threats from up to 50 feet away. I'm most focused on the fact that it's legal in all 50 states. It laughs at gun-free zone signs, and it can be shipped right to your door. There's no waiting period. Most stun guns have like one or two shots. Byrna SDs, that model, has five rounds. And I will always carry, I have zero problem using squeezing the trigger and using lethal force against threats that present themselves to me or my family. But there are instances where I got to go, and I can't carry a gun. And I have to because it's my job. So I got to put on my big girl britches and figure out what I'm going to do to protect myself, since obviously the state won't. Byrna SD is a great option for that. So, and again, doesn't care about the gun-free zone signs. It's a non-firearm firearm. Over 400,000 of the SDs have been sold. They have other models as well. The SD is the one that I know everybody's getting. Like, I know people, a lot of people who are getting this. And it's a great, like I said, way to diversify your defensive array. Act now. For because you can get great discounts over at Byrna.com/Dana. That's the only way to get 10% off. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
You know why I love Dino's Marshmallow World? Because he, I don't think he was drunk when he sang it, but he sounded like he was getting drunk as he was singing this song. I love it. It's so good. All right. Mediaite says that Newsmax has banned criticism of Pete Hegseth after Trump was upset over one of their hosts' criticism of him. Apparently, Chris Ruddy got the call directly and was told of the POTUS elect's displeasure. And so the Mediaite's reporting that they have they've banned that criticism of Hegseth. Now, I mean, it's at... I know Ruddy and Trump are close, and full disclosure, they had asked for me to work there at one point, and it didn't happen, but they had asked for me to work there at one point. Everybody's real nice, but I just hope we're not going to get into a point where we're exchanging one administration and censorship for another. You know what I mean? Be very careful of what you wish for. Very careful. So I don't know. I mean, there's probably some truth to it, because I know a lot of the people involved in this, but... This AI companion had suggested that this kid kill his parents, and now the mom is suing. A 17-year-old kid on the spectrum who liked going to church and walks with his mom, he apparently started going in this like mental health spiral, doom spiral. And then when his mom was looking at his phone, she found screenshots of him talking to all of these AI characters with these all these AI apps. And the AI had suggested self-harm and cutting, which he was doing, to cope with sadness. And then someone else said that another bot said his parents didn't deserve to have kids, and the bots were goading him to even actually kill them. Yeah, the bots were. So the mom's suing. It is insane. This is insane. We gotta be careful with this stuff. Today in Duh. Ultra-processed foods might increase the risk of colon cancer. Yes, because chronic inflammation, fatty, salty, like super sugary stuff that's multi-processed. Yeah, it could increase the risk of colon cancer. That's kind of an obvious thing. We have a lot more on the way. You don't want to miss. Stick with us. Our friends over at ReadyWise. ReadyWise is always ready with premium survival food. And you know the chain of command for your food. Start to finish. You know that it is U.S. ingredients packed in a state-of-the-art U.S. plant, sent out from that state-of-the-art U.S. plant to your front porch. And You get free and fast shipping on most orders, ensuring that your provisions reach you promptly. They have an array of product choices to meet every budget. They have their 1 month supply 2 bucket bundle. They have their three month emergency food supply as well. Everything is designed by their team of in-house culinary experts to make sure that you get your calories, the needs that you have for calories met, your protein, your carbs, your healthy carbs, all that good stuff. Comfort in a crisis and beyond. Super affordable, premium survival food, 25-year shelf life. Visit ReadyWise.com and use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off of your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com, promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
However much you dislike the media, it's not enough. Case in point, audio soundbite 7. So the media found the school that this Luigi Mangione went to. Lorraine found this. And they set up outside and they talked about, they were showing video of all the kids going into school, acting like they were covering kind of a school shoot. It was weird. And then the hero behind the reporter with the leaf blower did not approve. Watch this.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, first let's talk about the community reaction to all of this. As you can hear behind me, there is certainly some hostility to even the fact that media is covering this story. So you can see this leaf blower behind me has told us that he will not leave until we do. So we are definitely seeing some of the community members reacting, not happy that media is out here covering the story in general.
Not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes they wear leaf blower backpacks.
I didn't see any leaves, though.
Yeah, there were literally no leaves because he was that good, Kane. Because he blew them all away.
Oh.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Why were they out? Gosh, our media is so vapid. Why were they out there anyway? Why were they even out there? Oh, I heard he went to school here, so let's everybody, let's go stand outside the school and be creepy. I mean, I love that guy was out there. So this Mangione went to school there years ago, and why would you go to his school? And you're getting footage of kids walking into the building. Why would you go to his school? Why? That's so weird. Right? I'm not being mean about this. I love that leaf blower guy. He needs to get an award. And he did not care. The groundskeeper of the year. It's like, I'm just going to go out here and blow all these non-existent. Okay, because we established that he did his job very well. So that's why they weren't there. But the way that the media was outside, acting like something happened at that school, even, was just, it's not the way to cover this stuff. Not the way to cover it. But it was very odd. It was a very odd thing. And I don't know. I don't know. They made it seem like, I'm sure that all the parents were watching, that made them seem like the parents should be nervous. Parents see that kind of stuff outside their kid's school and they're going to be nervous about it. Anybody would. Now, in the meantime, they are really, really, really trying very, very hard to make this a thing with firearms. And I've been talking about this. I keep seeing headlines, though, about it. I keep seeing headlines about it where they keep trying to desperately do this. I saw another headline where they were saying, he used a 3D printer, et cetera, et cetera. And they were trying to make it sound like every bad guy could be doing this. And he's going to have, there is a difference, by the way. You realize that you can't just get, you do have to do a little bit of work. If you get, you know, a receiver, I mean, you still have to do some work on it. Otherwise, if it was sent to you already milled, the ATF counts that by itself as a gun because they're stupid. So you got to do a little work to it. But the assumption that they're making is that he would not have gotten a gun any other way, which I find that not true. If you are so hell-bent on murdering people, and he also was going to bomb parts of Manhattan. The anti-gun folks are missing that. He was also going to make IEDs and blow up parts of Manhattan. That was his manifesto was out there. But that apparently was one of the things that he was wanting to do. But there's no evidence, number one, that this guy would not have gotten it on the black market as well. And there's a lot of discussion from hobbyists who said that he was probably pretty bad at what he did because he, you know, the thing jammed, it malfunctioned. So just saying, but the argument that, again, if somebody's hell bent on murdering someone, it doesn't matter if they're going to, if they print it out or if they're going to find some way to do it. If murder is the goal, then they're not going to go, oh, well, I guess I can't 3D print very well, or it's going to take too much time, or I don't want to put the effort into this. I guess I'll just give up my murder dream. They're going to get something off the black market. That's usually how it works anyway. And there's also not enough evidence to suggest that the private manufacturer of firearms for one's own personal usage, which is protected federally, that is driving crime. I know that law enforcement, like certain left-leaning law enforcement entities like to say this, but there still is not enough. There's not enough evidence to show that it's driving crime. By and large, getting it off the black market, and really think of it, whether it's the black market or whether they're going to print something out, which you, these gangbangers are not printing out guns. They're not printing out guns. They're still going to obtain something illegally, because here's the fun thing. That's still federally regulated. If you're a prohibited possessor, you're still not allowed to do it. Prohibited possessor means you can't possess. You're not allowed to do it. And that also extends to personal manufacture. So I don't know what, you know, I see these people writing about this. Like this piece that was in, I got a couple here. Sorry. I think this one was Reuters. Reuters was, in their piece, the way that they wrote about it, and I think this is just from journalists not understanding how people make firearms, like personal manufacture, and I think they just don't understand. The New York Times also had a really bad piece. Reuters had a quick write-up. New York Times' write-up was really bad, because you need to make sure that you are explaining that you're not getting like a puzzle kit and you just put it together and it works. You actually have to do work on, you know, the parts, because you have to modify, if it's like polymer, whatever you're getting, to make it be a receiver. Because if you were just getting a kit and putting it together, the ATF is classifying parts of that already by itself as a gun, which is dumb, but that's what they do. And a lot of these stories aren't explaining that. And I think that I kind of wonder if it's intentional, because they want people to think that, oh, it's just really all the gun parts and without the bullets, and all you do is assemble it and it works, and that's not it. But I think they're doing it so that they can try to lead people down this narrative of wanting to ban gun kits and parts because they're falsely believing that you can just buy these kits and just, you know, without any work, just put it together a gun at home like a Lego set, right? It's not how it works. He apparently had a 3D printed receiver, so I don't even know if he would need a kit. Because from what I understand, the pistol that he had, it was parts, and then he had a 3D printed receiver. And he apparently had been into 3D printing for a long time, which is unusual. And we don't make laws based on the exception, but rather on the rule, right? And the media is fascinated because they said, and they're running with this, they think they found a new opening in this, and they're trying to argue that, well, this is how all the criminals are going to get their guns if they can't go through, if they can't get a gun through the black market. This is okay. Building your own firearms at home predates the black market. Building your own firearms at home predates this republic. Absolutely. People have been making their own arms at home since before the United States was a country. That has never changed. They didn't have the kits. They have been able to do this for years. And the media is always the first to lead the charge in banning something that has been in use, in practice, etc., for years, simply because a criminal may use it. Now, this individual had not been in touch with his family apparently since July. His mother had said that she had lost touch with him. I am not going to forfeit my rights because a family member can't keep one of their own in check. I'm not forfeiting my rights because somebody lost touch with their kid in July and their kid decides to act a fool and act a nut job and want to and pretend to play Joker and goes out and murks a healthcare CEO. We're not doing that. That's like saying the guy who drove the SUV through that in Wisconsin through that Christmas parade a few years ago. That's like saying, well, these criminals, they're considering using these vehicles to murder people. So we need to take all of your vehicles away. Doesn't make any sense. So because a criminal wants to use something that I've always used, I can't do it anymore because a criminal, because you can't figure out how to deal with the criminals. The only thing that you can do is punish the innocent because you can't or won't deal with the criminals. So that slack is left to the innocent to pick up. Hell no. No, no, no. These, I hate the term ghost gun. It's stupid. Oh, well, the government can't track them. Guess what? They can't track a lot. They can't track anything on the black market. But lawful, nice, good people, innocent people who want to build stuff at home are allowed to do so. That's federally protected, affirmed. They're allowed to do so. But see, they're trying to go for that. They know that if they were to ban everything, that 3D printing would be the way that a lot of people would go. And there's, I mean, the technology is pretty amazing. But the way that they report this, I'm telling you, they're building this narrative. They're building this narrative. Think about it. You've got Dexter Taylor in Rikers. He was a hobbyist in New York. Never broke a law. New York changes its laws. Their laws are at odds with a federal law, which affirms Dexter Taylor's right to make firearms at home. New York recently changed theirs. It said, no, they're not going to allow it anymore. And you can't be grandfathered in. So you're all just felons. And then they put him in jail for it. And then they have to switch some things around. They tell him the Second Amendment can't be cited in court. And then they switch out their judge and all this so it doesn't look like they're targeting a conservative black firearm owner. So he sits in Rikers. They are going after people who are doing this. They're going after them. They try to go after 3D printing. They're having trouble with that. But they keep running this ghost gun thing. Ghost gun. It's so stupid. We have a Florida man on the way. Our partners over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile has a ton of affordable plans that will work for families of any sizes, businesses of any sizes. And right now, you can get their Every Friday Matters special. They're giving away a brand new smartphone when you make the switch. And it's easy to make the switch. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They're going to make it easy. You can keep your current number. You can get a new one. It's whatever you want to do. But you'll get a free smartphone as part of the offer using promo code FRIDAY. And when you switch, you're only supporting the things that you vote to protect with your money. Patriot Mobile doesn't work against you. And it's great to have a like-minded company like this, especially when it's the only one of the cell phone services that are like this. So it's a free smartphone. Offer eligible only using promo code FRIDAY as part of their Every Friday Matters special. Limited time or until supplies run out. Terms and conditions apply. Make the switch today. It's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this one, boy oh boy, this Florida man was wearing a blue bonnet and a flowery dress and stole 28 cans of baby formula from Publix. And by bonnet, I mean he was wearing like one of those Little House on the Prairie type bonnets, like Lord Ingalls Wilder would wear. He like one of, you know what I mean? Like the elastic and that has, yeah. He's took 28 cans of Infamil formula, concealed them under his flowery pilgrim dress, $450. And they said it's a man in his 50s. He's also driving around in one of those little shopping, look at my gosh, Juan's got that. Driving around one of them little shopping scooters. Now, how do you get, how do you get away with that? For real. And they don't know who he is. How do you walk out with that many cans of Infamil?
He rode out with it, apparently.
But how do you do it? I mean, you can see just scooting around the store.
I guess that dress that he was wearing?
The video of him driving around the store in this thing, and it's not really much to watch, but it amuses me greatly, with his little bonnet. And he's just putting all these cans in his cart, putting them all in there. How do you get away with that? Like, that's $450 worth of, I don't know, man. That's just wild to me how, I don't understand how some of these people get away with the stuff they do. Is nobody paying attention? Is nobody watching the front door? Like, what in the world? Let's see here. This South Florida man is accused of using a barbecue fork in a fatal stabbing. Oh. A Riviera Beach man is facing a murder charge. Police allege that he stabbed another dude to death Monday evening using a cooking utensil. Roosevelt Johnson is facing one count each of first-degree murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police investigators identified the victim as John Doe, describing him as a Hispanic male believed to be in his 40s or 50s. And they're trying to confirm the man's identity, notify his family. But it happened before 6 p.m. He was attempting to attack two female relatives with his cooking fork before leaving the family's apartment. He stormed out of the apartment, approached the first random person that he saw, and then stabbed them to death promptly. So, I mean, good heavens. This is crazy. A scumbag Florida realtor had a client taken off life support so they could steal their assets. A Florida realtor was accused of exploiting a hospitalized couple and then taking control of their assets. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood announced the arrest of Jason Valiant, calling him a scumbag of the holiday season. So the couple hired Valiant to sell their property, and he declared themselves their healthcare surrogate, power of attorney, when they got hospitalized. He signed a do not resuscitate order for one of them, who was taken off life support. He drained money from their accounts, willed their home and properties to himself, even took their truck to use, and stole thousands via checks, used their credit card for things like auto detailing, dinner, drinks, gas, teeth whitening, attorney's fees. And three properties acquired, they were $1.6 million. He and another realtor were going to develop two oceanfront properties into a large condo complex or hotel, Chitwood said. So he got the other realtor he worked with got charged with two counts of being an accessory after the fact, and six-figure bond. That's crazy. And why are people so why do they trust others so easily? I don't know. It's man alive. In addition, I got one more. I'm not gonna do that one. No, not doing that one either. Can we stop put every month? I've had two this month. This is the second one. Can we stop smuggling contraband in very sensitive areas into prison?
Oh.
Like, don't put it in your sensitive areas and don't take it into prison. Yeah. Because I'm not reading these headlines. No matter how many times you send them to me, I am not going to read about somebody who tried to smuggle a weapon in his butt into the jail. I'm not doing it.
You said you weren't going.
I wasn't. I'm not reading the story. I'm not reading the story, Amber from Florida. Stop sending it to me. So, send it this morning with just a smiley emoji in my email. That's what I woke up to. I'm like, nope, not reading it. I know, I see what you're doing. We got a third hour on the way. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere.
Our staff today, I have never experienced anything like this. These are screen grabs of actual exchanges between our members of our staff and their friends, relatives, whatever. I've changed the names to protect the guilty, but that's it. See, Lorraine C. asks, do you guys think the United Healthcare CEO killer is hot? Friend replies, yes, I love Luigi. I think he's gay, though. This is an exchange between two of our producers. We'll call them Elphaba and Glinda. My TikTok is flooded. My mom chain's going nuts. That's my TikTok. Everyone is obsessed. People are saying a New York jury has the power to find him innocent because we all love him. I'm not mad at him.
Why are his producers so, damaged? Right. Jeez Louise. This is Jimmy Kimmel. They think that, what about that? First off, what about that guy's hot? Number one, that's number one. Number two, he's a murderer. You soulless, Jeez, you broads. Welcome to the show. Top of the third hour, Dana Loesch with you. I am fascinated by the psychology of females that like people like the Scott Petersons and this guy. Are they just like desperate? Is that what it is? They're just desperate? They can't get a man out in the wild, so they got to go to the confines of the prison to go find one. Like, what in the world? It's so weird. But they were looking at that over anything else. Now you can see why some of these people are lionizing this guy, because these chicks think he's hot. These desperate, thirsty broads think he's hot. That's so gross. And he's not, by the way. He's not. He's a gross looking dude. So welcome back again. Top of this third hour. Dana Loesch with you. And man, there's all kinds of... Now, what did you just get, Kane? You just dropped into Slack because now we got breaking news.
Yeah, I'm seeing breaking news that Christopher Wray, head of FBI, just resigned. In disgrace, probably. But that's just now breaking.
The left was trying to pressure him to stay on. They've been trying to pressure him to stay on and because they said he could technically serve out like the rest of his term or something to that effect. But I don't think he was going to stay of his own accord anyway. Yeah, so he's resigning, apparently. Christopher Wray has resigned. And he was going to get fired, really. But now he's resigning. So that's just in minutes ago. FBI Director Chris Wray has resigned. And it was expected.
So he's put in his 30 days then, right? Because do we have, Cash wouldn't be stepping in right now.
No, well, he has to, and he can't anyway until after the right. First of the year. So I would imagine that, and I haven't read any other particulars about it. So I would imagine that, yes, he has to serve, you could have an acting director. That's something you can also have. You can have, and a president can make that nomination make that move, but not until the new Congress is seated and then they start the confirmation process. So they can't get Cash Patel in there until that time. So just FYI. So there you go. So we have that. Maybe now we can, I don't know. We need reforms there. We have to have some reforms. Absolutely. And maybe this is we can have this start. It would be nice. We're going to, as we get more information about this, we'll share it. But Chris Wray has resigned, which he knew was coming. And they were just waiting for it to happen. And I think Cash Patel I think he'll get confirmed. I don't think it'll be a... I don't think that's going to be right. I haven't seen any kind of, I see, the regular kind of opposition to him, but I haven't really seen a whole heck of a lot. Right. Yeah. So we'll see. In the meantime, can we just go back to these mystery drones real quick? I know we played this earlier, but this is audio. And I watched this live when it happened. I was watching the program. I saw it's Congressman Jeff Van Drew, and he was talking with Harris Faulkner. He's out of New Jersey. And what he said, I was kind of passively listening. And then because I was just expecting the whole drone conversation to follow how it usually goes, right? They don't know where it's from. Maybe it's a hobbyist. Maybe it's whatever. Then it took a wild turn. I want you to listen to what Jeff Van Drew said here. This is wild.
Now, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down. whether it was some crazy hobbyist that we can't imagine, or whether it is Iran, and I think it very possibly could be, they should be shot down. We are not getting the full deal, and the military is on alert with this.
Man alive, this is wild. This now, the areas that they have been seen over, these weird drones, they've been all over New Jersey. They've been up and down New Jersey. That's Ocean County, Monmouth County, Staten Island, New York. They've been spotted near Picatinny Arsenal Military Base, the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster. They've been near spotted near Philly, Trent, I mean, everywhere. And remember, after, well, I think it was right before they tried that Trump was almost assassinated. Was it right before or right after that they came out that it was unveiled that the Iranian regime had published plans to assassinate him? Was it right before or right after, Kane? Do you remember?
I don't, actually.
It was all right around the time when he got shot. And so we know that the Iranian regime had wanted him to be killed. I got a lot of questions. A lot of questions over this. So, and he says, Van Drew says that the military is on full alert. These should be shot down. And he says that this is coming from the highest levels. He didn't say where. He just said very high sources. That this mothership that has these drones. And he says he's saying that's what it is. I can't, when he just came out and said that, that was such a stunning display of transparency that I it took me a second, right, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the idea that he like hesitated saying it for a minute?
Yeah, I got that.
I felt that there was like half a beat there.
Yeah.
Before he just went, look, Harris, and I'm gonna just tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know what to think about this stuff, honestly. And you know me, I'm in Conspiracyville, second home. Mm-hmm. There, lots of tinfoil.
So you don't think it's Iran?
No, I think it's a possibility. There could be. Have you seen the mothership? I haven't.
No, but
they're saying that there's one.
Yeah,
I'd like to park a destroyer next to it, but not sure where it is.
I also don't want Lindsey Graham to be like, "Well, there it is, right there. There's our incentive for war." Yeah. I don't want him to do that. I don't want to get Graham all wound up.
He doesn't need much to justify war.
Every day, Lindsey Graham wakes up and is like, I want to go to war every day. Monday, oh, I want to go to war. Tuesday, what a beautiful morning. I want to go to war. Every damn day, that man wakes up, stretches, greets the sun. I want to go to war every damn day. He probably sleeps on bed sheets that says, I love war.
It's true.
Wraps up with his big I love war comforter. Right. Lays his big fat head down on his big fat I love war pillow, you know. I don't want to get him wound up. So I do want to have a little bit of caution. But at the same time, it's weird, right? The drones all over.
Yeah.
The size of SUVs and buses and stuff?
I'm not going to lie. If I see a drone in my yard, I'm shooting it TF out the air. Not going to lie. And then I'll deal with South Lake PD after. Because I know one neighbor won't call. One neighbor definitely will.
Yeah, it's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
Some damn lashes again. What are they doing? I don't know. But yeah, I definitely would. I'd be like, I don't know, officer. I felt threatened. I think that drone had a gun.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't breathe. I would straight up shoot it TF out the sky. That's because it'd be weird, right? A drone right over your house? A drone on your property?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I will say, a lot of my friends who serve and have served, nothing really scares them until you start talking about drone warfare. Dude, they legit actually are nervous about it. Because it's so silent. All of a sudden, you know, it comes up and just, you know, it's pretty, I mean, we're already kind of there. Really, we're already there. Well, Barack Obama loved drones. He loved droning Americans overseas. Drone, 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 drone. I bet Lindsey Graham was all, woo! like Yosemite Sam, finger guns in the air. But these are real. I mean, I really wanted it to be aliens, but I think we're just going to be all disappointed in the stupid Iranians. Yeah. Damn it. Really wanted some alien action here. You know, I mean, when you said mothership, I'm immediately thinking Independence Day. Like, I really want to punch something. I want to go and fight and shoot at some aliens. Let's go ahead and go all COD zombies on some aliens. Let's do it. I'm ready. Me hoy, ni hoy. Right? Who's in? Let's squat up.
Yeah.
My gosh. It would be like a dream if it was actually like an alien. Or if they tried to Red Dawn it. Do you know how much gear I have that I can't use yet? Because I have to, you know, it's one of those, you know, I say this to make everybody feel better. I have it so that I don't, you know, I don't, you'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. That's how
you have it so that you don't have to need it.
Yeah. But oh my gosh, if they tried to Red Dawn some stuff, dude, I already have everything mapped out. Like, we already have plans. Like, to protect, you know, like, our property. We already know, like, we could drill down for this. We can do, I mean, I am so set. It's crazy. And I'm, oh my gosh, make my day. Like, we're the people. If somebody breaks into their house, we're like, that's us. Do not. Okay, sidebar. Crazy story. Because most of you all are already mentally halfway on Christmas vacation. So when we first moved in this house, we had, as you guys know, after Parkland, we went through hell. Like, I've never really talked about it in depth, but we went through hell after Parkland. And not to minimize, like, my dear friends who lost children. It was a different kind of craziness. And we had to have, like, we legit had to have security set outside, and it was real wild there for a while. When we moved, we had somebody break into our old house, and it was crazy. So anyway... We had one night, it was real cold, and it triggered our alarm system. It was like 20 degrees outside. It was really, for that time of the year, it was really a little too cold for that time of the year. And we always do drills in our house, and we have cameras everywhere and all that stuff. And so I was dead asleep. The alarm goes off, and it's just like, you never rise to the occasion. You fall back on your skill set, right? And I have since modified, I will say, my response plan a little bit. So we get out. I immediately, you know, I grab my pistol. I think I had my FN at that point. I think I was using my FN. I trade things out all the time. You know, my husband's downstairs. I'm going upstairs. We're, you know, clearing everything. And when my kids were little, they knew if anything were to happen, you hit the bed. You hit the ground, roll under the bed. Just roll out of the bed, hit the ground, roll back under. And we went through and cleared everything. And then it was only after, you know, we looked at the video. We're running around in our britches. It was pretty amazing. So now I modified my response plan to always include first pajama pants. And I can jump into pajama pants like, foomp, like a magic trick.
Like a firefighter?
Yes. Midair. Like Voltron. Yeah, like Voltron. Like, shoop. And then go.
Like Volt video or it's not true.
I am never posting this video, ever. Never posting this video. But it did happen. Right. And afterwards, I was like, might modify that.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is kind of crazy. Dogs living near Chernobyl need homes. No, they actually have mutated to develop a new superpower. Would you like some mutant dogs? they collected blood samples, the scientists, from 116 stray dogs living near Chernobyl, the exclusion zone. And they found that the two different populations were both genetically distinct from all other dogs in the surrounding area. For instance, they've adapted to withstand long-term exposure to their toxic environment. That's why they're thriving. And they said that they're basically immune to radiation now. How insane is this? That's crazy. They avoid the extreme levels of radiation. Their bodies just do it naturally now. They said that they're able to, you know, there's a number of other toxicity things that they've been able to be immune to. But yeah, they can survive in it and they thrive in it. That's insane. Stick with us. I went long last segment. Apologies. Stick with us.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes, perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
I was just saying, after the Feliz Navidad part, all the gringos go, what? They're like, it's like when... I always make this joke, but it's like when Gwen Stefani's doing Hollaback Girl and you're at a wedding and all the bridesmaids are drunk and they're on the dance floor. And when she gets to the B-A-N-A-N-A-S part, they're all like, same thing. Same thing. Welcome back. Oh, Dana Lash with you, bottom of this third hour. All right, I got to set this up. Google has a Christmas campaign.
What?
It be woke. Why are people still doing this? Why? Stop it. They got a campaign of a dude. Well, I'm going to just watch it. I'm sorry. We have to see it. You do too. Watch it.
So dry. This winter dryness is not it, especially when I have so many holiday looks to pull off. Thankfully, I know just the thing. And it's in stock nearby. Hydrated skin is a gift to everyone. No wrapping needed. Happy holidays to me.
What in the world is this vaudeville theatrical thing I just watched? This dude is pretending to be a chick. Yeah. I find his interpretation of what he thinks a woman to be really offensive. Yeah. I don't like saying offensive because I don't give... It's like not a power. But if you were a sexist pig... making fun of women and you were mocking how they behaved, that's how you would act. Mm-hmm. It's like they're mocking women by trying, what woman, who does that? Oh my God, let's get on that. Who does that?
Dylan Mulvaney.
And you sound like a weird Donald Duck-ish kind of thing.
I'm gonna really put up the vocal fry.
Oh, stop it. So he's wearing women's clothing, complaining about his skin. Maybe it's because you're a dude. I don't know. If you thought you have balls, I don't know. Maybe it's why your skin's dry. Right. It's true. Well, Kane, you're objecting to that. But, sir, why we're here.
It was fine when you said he's a dude. You didn't have to really go any further.
I did, because some people need it defined. They don't know what it is. They're like, what is that? I'm like, it's a person with bits. Okay. Like giblets. They got giblets down there.
Get free education on the show. So
we're all about educating the people. Yeah. We're generous like that. You know, we got a special spot in heaven reserved for us. So what woman is going to watch that and be like, yes, that man sounds like he's got some authority on this issue. Right.
Or
do they not know how marketing works?
Right. Or what woman is going to relate in any way to that?
Oh, how far should I go with this?
Oh, no. What do you mean?
Well, marketing.
Okay.
So.
That look on your face.
Yeah. If I'm watching a man try to sell a product to me, a woman, it's not going to work. Right. Unless it's a car or a gun or a gadget. Right. Anything else, shut up. I'm not going to listen to you. There are certain things I know. If you're trying to sell me a food item, nope. And only on certain guns, by the way. You know, like if I'm seeking knowledge on a gun, I'm okay with, or chick. But there's just, if you're a man and you're trying to tell me about skincare, I'm not listening to you. Maybe I will listen to a male dermatologist less than a female dermatologist, because she's female, I'm female, ladies got different needs. All right. Men can turn 80 and still be hot. Women, it's a little different. That's just beauty standards. It's just the way it is. I'm not listening to a dude talk about makeup or skincare or hair care or anything like that. That's not selling me. That is not selling me on anything. What woman watches that dude and goes, oh yeah, I think I want to try that? Who does that? I don't, that does not appeal to me as a woman. I don't find that appealing. Like the fat chicks in the Vicky Secret. I don't buy Victoria's Secret, but I would be, I can't even tell what those clothes would look like on my body. Everything's so like distorted in an unhealthy manner, morbidly obese manner. No. It's like if I see someone morbidly obese selling leggings on Athleta. Which, by the way, why are certain leggings that are used way more material and a certain size the same cost as leggings that use less material and are a different size? Are the leggings that use less material and of a different size subsidizing the manufacturer and sale of the larger leggings that have more material and use more labor? Just, this is where my mind goes. So I can't see, it does not resonate with me. A dude selling me stuff does not resonate with me. Joe Biden trying to sell me a gun would not resonate with me. Like, you don't know anything about guns, right? So, like, you would not watch a baking show hosted by someone who can't bake. For that same reason.
It's like going to you for football tips.
It's like asking me about football.
Right.
Sidebar. Somebody did that.
What?
They didn't know. Someone didn't tell. This poor man making small talk. Because you know how you get in a group of people and everybody's talking. And my husband's talking. And there, his wife is talking. And our other friends are talking. Their friends are talking. We're all cross conversations. And he's like, so, you know, coming from St. Louis, you know, to Dallas, you know, I guess, you know, were you into the Rams and all this stuff? And I'm like, eh, well, you know, I can, you know, do 30,000 foot. Then he starts getting into some technical stuff and I have no idea what's happening. I don't know what is going on. Like if it was a plane flying and I had to fly to keep it from crashing, we'd all die. Oh, I don't even remember what he asked me. It was something technical. And I just looked at him and I go, is that a position? And I could tell very briefly it hit his face. Like he first thought, did I misspeak? Like maybe I didn't. And then it hit him. No, it's her. She knows nothing about football. It's a deficit what I actually know about football. I think some of the positions are made up. I don't even think they're real. And I'm not going to pretend to like it.
I think you call four or five different plays score downs.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, even though there's no score happening.
I don't even know which way the hell you run on the field. Yeah. I don't even know. Like,
Dana, who
direction of those
Dana,
arrows?
Who do you think should start at quarterback this week for the Falcons?
That one guy.
Open up your betting app. There you go. Hurry. Open up your betting app. She's about to give the answer.
I don't know. The cultist. I don't know.
Mr. To Ever Do It?
Yeah, Mr. To Ever Do It.
Got
him.
It. Okay.
I don't know. Where are they at?
Atlanta.
I know nothing about football. I don't want to know nothing about football. It's okay. We're all different, right? We're all different. I can tell you about baseball, can't help you with football. I actually know baseball, cannot help. I didn't, when my kids were playing, I was like, I don't even know what the hell I'm watching. I'm just like, whatever. My kids are like, Mom, why? Like my youngest is, you know, he knows it. He's, you know, gets into the strategy of it. And he's like, it really is like, I'm like, that's great. You can sit here and tell me it's like chess a million times. Chess using people. That's great. I still have no idea what's happening. I don't even know how, I love that he learned that apart from me. It's great. But it'd be like me telling you football. Well, this is who I think you all need to bet on this weekend. Or this is who you need to root for. If you listen to me, you'd be the dumbest person in the world. I can't even tell you where the Falcons are from. Where are they?
What?
I don't know. It's a what? Type of bird. I can tell you that much. And they're probably black and purple. I don't know.
Atlanta would like to have a word.
Yep. I don't know. Why does Atlanta get Falcons? They need something Atlanta-y. Are there Falcons in Atlanta? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
See, this is what happens when you get outside your skill set. This is why you should not have a dude selling women's skincare. You see how uncomfortable that was? That's how us ladies feel. Whenever dudes try to get out there and sell us skincare or sell us makeup or morbidly obese chicks try to sell us lingerie at Vicky's Secret. No. I can't even see some of it on some.
I didn't even feel it fully until you started talking about football.
Yeah, see, now you feel
now
it.
I feel
now
it.
You know what it's like to be mansplained.
Exactly.
To by a man cosplaying as a woman telling you about lady stuff. Right. Me going, taking you through that valley in football at that low point there.
Right.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like, y'all. Some people think that I'm pretending at not knowing football, Kane. They actually think I'm faking it. Would you like to just really quickly say that that is not the case, in fact?
Yes, that is not the case.
It is a legitimate thing.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody offered to, they said, you should take an online course about football. And I said, I'd rather gouge my eyes out with used toothpicks from a flu-laddened buffet. I think I'd rather do that than watch a... I'd rather have a gasoline enema than Whoa. Have to watch a thing about football. Sorry, there's just things I don't do. Camping is another. Pretending that you're homeless? No. No. We invented the house. We invented the house and electricity, and I'm not going to pretend. If you, I have very good, I have good girlfriends who and family members who love camping, and I love that you love. I love that for you. I love that you love camping. Not for me. I will go out in nature. I will shoot things, kill it. I will field dress it. I'll do whatever. But when I go to bed, we're gonna have hot water and a soft comforter. That's what's gonna happen. We're doing that, and we're not going to go dookie in a shed that's built over a poo cave. Not happening. Not doing it. Sorry. I draw the line. Draw the porta potties are banned. No. Now you guys know. Now you know. So this, so Lorraine says there's definitely a mothership out there.
What, but
the Pentagon, quote, there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Right.
That's exactly what someone hiding the fact that there's a mothership launching drones towards the United States would say.
Wait, that's my line.
That's exactly what they would say. Now, I had said, if the drones are all from an Iranian mothership, I'm disappointed because I was hoping for aliens. And literally everyone is going, well, first, someone said aliens are not coming to this poo hole planet unless they have saucer trouble. They're going to stay in their little saucers and keep the doors locked. They're not going to get out of here. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, we're in the trashy part of the solar system. We're here with the people who ban things on pancake syrup bottles. And they think that if they tape their male copulatory organs back towards their butts, that they're women. That's, you know. You okay?
You know, there's
aliens would just call. What, go ahead,
there's see. A rule in football called the tuck rule, and it has nothing to do with that.
No, that's true. Yeah.
I'm afraid to look that up. The that's new rule? Information to no, me, the tuck a, rule.
Yeah, you just catch a pass, and you have to turn before the fumble it doesn't come out, or incomplete pass.
Catching a pass, wink. All right.
Wink.
There you go. Sounds like coded language to
I think the aliens would just call quadruple A. That extra A is for alien.
I don't know. So the Pentagon's like, no, this is not happening. But I think it is. Sorry. I think you're lying. I'm just going to say, nope, there is. That's what I want. When Trump gets in, right after he's inaugurated, this is what I want to happen. I want him to go up on the stage. You know how they go up on the stage and they do that, the dance with the first lady and all that? All right. You're going to have, he can have his dance with Melania. But I want him to go first. All right. So, yes, Iran was launching drones out of a mothership and aliens are real. And we did find Bigfoot. That's all I want to know. And then you can go dance. Just drop that knowledge for me first.
All just, that right there?
Yeah, just right there. Right there.
Right after the swearing in?
You know how helpful it would be to eliminate all the small talk by just being like, so did you hear what POTUS said? Damn, Bigfoot's real. And there's aliens and also Iranian mothership drones. What? That would be so good. Small talk is horrible at those events. Just saying. And we'd all have something to talk about. So it'd be great. That's what he needs to do. Just a small request. My birthday's next year. And Christmas is coming up, you know.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast. Because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Charles Barkley is hysterical. I don't know if you guys saw this from Inside the NBA. But they had an uncomfortable moment when Jay-Z came up. Watch.
You think Jay-Z or
probably not a good time right now.
Yeah, or you're silly, man. You're silly. You're wrong. You're silly, man.
Go see if you can fix the wall, will you, Shaq?
Fix the wall, man.
Yeah. Here, Pat, here.
Fix the wall,
I can fix
my
the wall.
My point was.
Too soon,
Kendrick. My point was. You, you think Kendrick Lamar.
He just goes and hides behind that podium. That gone out too soon. I saw that. I read a story where it said Beyonce made Jay-Z walk the red carpet with Blue Ivy at that Mufasa premiere the day that those accusations dropped. And then everybody started watching that video. I usually don't get into like a lot of the gossip stuff, but I was fascinated when Beyonce's sister just about beat the hell out of Jay-Z in an elevator. I mean, that beefy bodyguard that was in there with him was not about, I mean, he barely could contain that woman. And Beyonce just stood there moving her train here and there. She just stood there in the middle. Didn't do nothing. Barely got in between them at one point. She just standing there watching it. I mean, like Solange Knowles was like throwing her heels and everything. Like Jay-Z needs to fear for his life. He made his wife's sister mad. That's like a person you don't make mad. Right. Something's up. I don't know. But that was from a few years ago. Anyway, I think Charles Barkley's hysterical. That's, he's too funny. All right. So before we went to break, we were telling you, we'll get to Dana's stupidity. Pentagon's denying the Iranian mothership thing. They're denying it. Today's stupidity, Kane.
All right, it's going to be Biden. I mean, there's so much stupidity. The TikTokers and everyone else fawning.
We're
going to
get into the Caitlin Clark stuff tomorrow.
That CEO murder. But anyway, it's Biden. His teleprompter goes out, and he just didn't know what to do. This is a common theme with Democrats. Look at this.
This is so bad.
And, you know, one of the things that's going on here, they just turned off my... I'm going to go vote.
Oh, no.
I lost the electrician here. But anyway, one of the things we found is that, you know, we invented this the computer chip. Okay. Size of the tip of your little finger.
All right. Okay. Time for nappy time, Grandpa.
He's just still there. I don't know what he's doing, but he's still there. Yeah. That does it for us today, folks. I hope you have a great evening. Find us on Substack. Make sure you subscribe, Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe. Back with you tomorrow.